Experience joy in the morning with soul-stirring music and so much more. On Mind, Soul, and Spirit.
Turn me up.
With Chris and Jen on CKUT 90.3.
FM on your dial.
Celebrate the king, everybody. Come on.
I've walked
many a night without a place to rest, not knowing whether home was north, south, east, or west. But give me one star, just one simple line, and I'll never walk alone again at night. Many times it seemed that I would never find my way, lose sight on being free, in bondage I would stay. But give me one star, just one simple line, and I'll never walk alone again at night. So give me a star.
Special little baby boy. Love is born, love is born. Hallelujah on Christmas morn. Heaven sent down its pride and joy. Very special little baby boy. Born in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. Sweet little baby in the darkness. finest glows. Truly a miracle, a virgin birth, sent to bring joy and peace on earth. Cause love is born, love is born,
love is born.
Hallelujah on Christmas morn, heaven sent down its bride and joy.
Hallelujah.
Very special little baby boy.
People came round from near and far. Everybody followed the shining star. Then three wise men from the east worshiped the newborn Prince of Peace. Love is born, love is born. Hallelujah on Christmas morn. Heaven sent down its pride and joy. Very special little baby boy.
God sent his begotten son.
Such a special gift for everyone. Mm-hmm. More precious than diamonds and pearls. Emmanuel, the light of the world. Love is born, love is born. Hallelujah on Christmas morn. Heaven sent down its pride and joy. Very special little baby boy. Love is
born.
Love is born. Hallelujah on Christmas morn. Heaven sent down its pride and joy. Very special little baby boy. I said, very special little baby boy. Very special little baby boy.
Love is born.
Good morning, good morning. And welcome to this edition of Mind, Soul, and Spirit. It's now 12 minutes after 6 with your Mind, Soul, and Spirit team. Yours truly, DC, Jennifer B, and Brother Chris here giving you nonstop gospel vibes. Hoping everybody is safe and well. We've got 5 more days to Christmas. Hope you've been good, because if you haven't, you will get a visit from Krampus and get that lump of coal in your stocking. I kid. We don't believe in that, right? You just heard Lifted Up with Vashon Mitchell, Give Me a Star by Brian Courtney Wilson, and we close that set out with Sounds of Blackness with Love is Born. We've got a lot coming up, including just like bits of Christmas stuff to go through. We've got the Classic Corner, Jennifer's Powerful Playlist. We also have our Picks of the Week. But before, of course, we get into all of that, we're going to tell you how everything's going to feel in terms of weather with Jennifer. The weather I channeled. I don't know who I channeled. I think maybe
Glenda.
There we go.
Golda. Yeah, for those of y'all who don't know it, that's from SNL. Good morning and welcome to Mind, Soul, and Spirit here with the three of us as we're trying to keep the Christmas spirit alive despite the fact that Krampus has visited the whole world.
What? Krampus should be, 2020 should be named Krampus.
This morning you are waking up to temperatures of -4. It does feel like -9 with the wind chill, but you know, nothing to really complain about, because it was colder throughout the week. We are expecting some snow today, about 3 centimeters of accumulation, as temperatures rise to -1 as the high. Tomorrow, Monday, we are expecting highs right around 2 degrees, which you believe are going to be above the freezing mark. But again, 40% of precipitation with about 1 centimeter accumulated. Tuesday, we are expecting a high of 1 degree in the afternoon with cloudy skies. The sun finally makes an appearance on Wednesday with a high in the afternoon of -3. Thursday, our high will be 4 degrees. Would you believe 4 degrees?
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, we're not, but it's going to be a rain snow mix, so a little messy out there. Friday, we are expecting temperatures to reach a high of 3 degrees in the morning, and then it does get progressively colder as the day goes along. In the evening and overnight, we're expecting temperatures to dip down to -9, and and it is going to feel like minus 15. Saturday and Sunday, we are expecting very, very cold temperatures. Minus 7 will be the high on Saturday. And with the wind chill, it is going to feel like minus 7. By the time we come back into the studio, we're expecting temperatures of minus 7. It is going to feel anywhere between minus 13 and minus 16 throughout the day. So nothing much to say except that it's winter. We are going back on with Mark Masri and the Toronto Mass Choir. More to come here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Don't get so busy that you miss giving just a little kiss to the ones you love. Don't even wait a little while to give them just a little smile. A little is enough. How many people are crying? People are dying. How many people are asking for love? Warmer when you're in it. Oh yes, that's a fact. And saying I love you's always better. Seasons, reasons, they don't matter. So don't hold.
Give a little love. I wonder if you mind us telling a story about Jesus. TWG, can we do it like mama used to do it back in the day? Let's go.
His name is Jesus.
Christmas morning ushered in the hope for mankind to be redeemed. A boy child, a wondrous gift sent by our Father Supreme, bringing the fruit of God's Spirit wrapped in swaddling clothes. A promise of blessings abundant, a deliverance through resurrection of hope. He grew and taught us to nurture each other with spiritual fruit, live with love, joy, peace, through the word of his Father as truth, to enact divineness by kindness, goodness, and self-control, assuring mercy, grace, and the deliverance and salvation of our souls. The child was destined God's gospel to preach, to teach us to reach and touch others in need, to contend for faith, believe, and receive the greatest of all victories. Christmas is a special day set aside to celebrate the birthday of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who came to show us how to be the salt and the light, who was crucified but arose with the promise of eternal life.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? And it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew ya. And then she tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair.
Hallelujah. Shepherds watched their flock one night in the east, a glorious sight. Wise men came from far away, bearing gifts to where he lay. Behold the star, behold the star beyond the, behold the star, it is the star of Bethlehem. A song broke forth upon the night.
It is the star of Bethlehem.
Angels robed all in white.
It is the star of Bethlehem.
Follow me,
follow me,
follow
the
star.
All right, it is 6:37. You are listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit. That was the Broadway Inspirational Voices with We Three Kings, James Cleveland, and the Angelic Choir with Behold That Star. Fantasia sang Hallelujah. The Walls Group with Jesus, What a Wonderful Child. Daryl Walls, who's receiving a lot of support from the community after social media blew up. More information on that you can get on your own, but he is definitely receiving a lot of support, including mine. Mark Masri with Don't Save It All for Christmas. It is 6:38 in the a.m. We are going back on with a Canadian, a Montrealer actually, and a member of my praise team, Zina Cantave, with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have you ever felt love on a holiday? It's uniquely special, hard to explain. like the mystery past the stars in outer space. The beauty of a smile on your lover's face. Holiday love makes life serene. Holiday love is a heart's dream. Whether daddies or brothers, sisters or mothers, there's nothing like love, love. There's nothing like love, love. There's nothing like love on a holiday. Have you ever felt love on a holiday? Makes a world of difference, makes the good times great. Like the magic of a moment you won't forget. The passion of a kiss that you won't regret. Holiday love makes life serene, yeah. Holiday love is the heart's dream. Whether spouses or lovers, significant others, there's nothing like love, love. There's nothing like love, love. There's nothing like love on the holiday. So tell me, what does it all mean? If you haven't got love to share, well, I'll gladly follow the real. Like love, love. There's nothing like love, love. There's nothing like love on a holiday. Well, holiday love makes life serene.
Holiday love
is the heart's dream. Whether spouses or lovers, significant others, there's nothing like love. Nothing like love, love. There's nothing like love on a
angel voices. when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night divine,
Jesus, you're a nice God. just heard a lovely Christmas medley by Miranda Curtis featuring Amante Lacy.
Not to interrupt you, my love, but I believe it's 6:53.
Did I see 7:53? Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord. 6:53. I'm sorry. It is too early. And it tis the season to be jolly, and I think I've started a little too early myself. Anyway. All right, it's the classic corner, you all. With your girl DC keeping it all the way classic for you. And today's edition begins with a man who deserves a little bit of a tribute in my book. Now, last Saturday, country music's first black international superstar passed away from complications due to COVID. And hearing his name sent a flood of childhood memories to my cerebral cortex. Now, growing up Caribbean, we were exposed to a lot of country music, and Charlie Pride was one of my parents' heroes. He was our dearly departed brother Irving Adams' favorite singer, so much so he even started to resemble him, not just with his voice, but physically.
With his hair!
I'm
with
serious! His haircut, his little guitar stance and everything, he like ate, drank, and slept Charlie Pride. In any case, hearing that news last week, it struck a chord. So last week, when the news broke, Jen didn't know who he was at first, but when I sang one of his signature songs, we both broke out into song. You want to do it again?
No.
Come on. In the wings of a snow white dove, he sent his pure sweet love aside from above. On the wings of a dove,
on the wings of a dove.
Yo, that was impromptu. Buy the tickets, y'all. I'm just kidding. All right. So in any case, Christopher put up his hands to say, wrap it up. We could get away with that now because it's Christmas. Okay. Well, Charlie Pride was an anomaly. Here's this African-American from Sledge, Mississippi, who at one point dominated the country music charts, even winning himself Entertainer of the Year at the 1971 CMA Awards and becoming one of three, you guys, of decades of music, country music, sorry, three African-Americans members of the Grand Ole KKK. Grand Ole Opry, yeah. My bad.
Oh.
If anything, he was evidence that there's no genre black folk can't infiltrate and be great. So I had the song Wings of a Dove in mind, so Jennifer and I gave you a snippet of it. But because of the season, we're going to go ahead and keep it all the way Christmas for you off the 1970 album Happy Christmas Day. This is Little Drummer Boy with the legendary and late Charlie Pride here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, when we come, little baby, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, I am a poor boy too, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, I have no gifts to bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, that's fit to give a king, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Mary nodded, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, the ox and lamb kept time, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, I played my drums for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, I played my best for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum.
That was the late Charlie Pride. That one goes out to our country music loving Caribbean listeners all over. And also a shout out to Michelle Adams, as when the news broke, we were both on the same page mentally. Again, that was Charlie Pride, rest in eternal peace. Next up, now, December, gave birth to one of contemporary gospel music's pioneers and leading male vocalist. He turns 60 this month. Anybody know who I'm talking about?
Fred.
Uncle Fred, a.k.a. Fred Hammond. The first concert I've ever been to was a commissioned concert. I believe you were there too, Bonnie. Toronto, remember that? I was automatically hooked. Here were these four young guys, probably in their late 20s. No way. They had to have been late 20s because I couldn't have been 10. Come on, Christopher. Okay, I'm going to keep it. But in any case, they were young. They were out on stage, humbly and casually clad. I didn't even know they were the main act until they opened their mouths. I honestly thought they were the stage techs getting the stage ready for the main act. And then Fred Hammond, with his powerful voice, holding his bass, took the mic, which was transformative, especially when he sang Running Back to You. It's crazy to believe he's given so much to us with a career over 40 years. I feel blessed and grateful to have been part of a generation to witness this gospel troubadour's impact. Now, if you follow Fred like I do on Insta or Facebook, you will note that he's getting ready to celebrate big. Well, in any case, as big as the pandemic allows. If you want to be part of the fun, and I definitely invite you to do, I know I plan to do so. Go ahead and follow him on either Facebook or Instagram and find out how you can be part of his 60th birthday bash and be part of the celebration. So, here on my classic corner, I'm sending an early birthday shout out to Fred Hammond. This is off of his Christmas Just Remember album with Go Tell It on the Mountain. Be blessed.
Christ is born.